And it's time now to talk to Father Michael Denk. He is a pastor at St. Joseph Church in Amherst, and he's also written a book. He's got a lot of social media involvement, a blog. It's theprodigalfather.org, I believe. Good morning, Father.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. First, give me a little bit about you. How long have you've been at the church?
And well, I've been at the church here at St. Joseph. I'm the associate here. I've been here for 5 years now. I was supposed to be here for four, and I got a year extension. So it's been wonderful to be here for another extra year in Amherst. I leave in June, and it's kind of getting a little anxiety here for me and the parishioners. I have to move to a new assignment, but got a few more months here.
Father, do you know what that assignment is?
No, and everybody asks that, but they don't tell us. You know, I find out like 2 weeks before I move, which I think is kind of a good thing because I just get to focus here at St. Joe's.
Are changing assignments good? Are they bad? How do you look at it?
There's good and bad with everything. It depends if you got a good priest and a good parish. You know, it's bad if you do, and it's good if you don't. So, you know, I think for me, especially as a younger priest, the reason they do it is to give me different experiences with different pastors so that when I'm a pastor, I'll have more, you know, I'll have a little more perspective on it. It's very difficult for me because the people at the parish really become like family. You know, I see everybody here more than I do my own. I see my family maybe once a week. I've got an Italian family. They're wonderful. So every Sunday we have a Sunday gathering at my mother's house in Parma. But, you know, the secretaries and the people here, I see them every day throughout the entire week. So it really is hard. It's hard on me as a priest, and I think it's hard on the people, too, because they get used to you.
Well, they can still be in touch with you with social media and the way that you've utilized this, I guess, now.
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing. Actually, we were talking about it last night. I was doing a kind of like an open house for the new book I have, and some of the people said, "Well, you keep in touch with us?" And I said, "As long as you keep in touch with me, I'll keep in touch with you." So a lot of my parishioners, I have a number from my last parish that still follow me at theprodigalfather.org. And I reached my Facebook friend limit. Did you know that? You could do that?
I did not know that, no.
I capped out on Facebook at 5,000. I'm in, like, Facebook jail now.
Oh, my.
So I have to figure out another way to do that. But, yeah, I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And so people can keep up with me in a lot of different ways.
Well, you'd mentioned the book. Let's talk about this book. Pray 40
Days.
Well,
I'm excited. Yeah, Pray 40 Days. I'm a young priest. I'm 36 years old, and I'm very active physically, and I like to do a lot of fun stuff outside. And I've always done these workout programs like Pray P40X and Insanity. I don't know if you've heard of those, but they're like these crazy, insane workout programs you do for, you know, like 60 or 90 days. And the idea is if you commit to this time and you do it for 60 or 90 days, you're going to be ripped by the end of it. You know what I mean? So they'll show you like before and after pictures of people. And they're pretty, you have to be really committed. You got to work out for like an hour a day, sometimes longer, for 90 days. And so I've been thinking about that for the spiritual life, especially for this season of Lent that we're supposed to really grow in our prayer life. And what I've discovered as a priest, I've only been ordained 8 or 9 years, but I've discovered that people, that their prayer lives, they haven't really grown, a lot of people. They're still kind of praying like they were as second graders, you know, so that their prayer, they know their basic prayers, the Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, and maybe they'll say that before they go to bed, but that's the extent of their prayer. And we're called really to be mystics here on earth. We're called to have this wonderful prayer life with the Lord. And I think a lot of people leave the faith. My guess is a lot of people leave the faith because they've never really discovered that deeper way of praying. And so I wrote this book called Pray 40 Days that's supposed to be like this, you know, fitness program for the soul, so that if you give me 15 minutes a day or half an hour a day or an hour, whatever you want to commit to, if you give me that time every day for 40 days, by the end of it, you're going to have this wonderful spiritual relationship with God.
Well, take us a little bit through that journey. I suppose like any kind of program, using the metaphor exercise, you kind of slow, you kind of give the basics. How do you take somebody through this for 40 days?
Yeah, so, you know, the beginning of the books, there's actually like three preparatory days. And it's kind of cool. People have been sending me pictures. One of the things that I encourage everyone to do is they have to have a place in their house that they go to pray, a sacred place. It could be a prayer room or a prayer chair or a prayer corner or somewhere that they know and go to pray. It's kind of like a gym. if you actually get your butt into the gym, your chances of working out are going to be a lot better if you go to the gym, right? So the idea, too, is if you go to your prayer room or you go to your prayer chair or corner, you're going to pray. You just kind of have to get yourself there and get into that rhythm of going to this place that you know that when you go there, that's your time for prayer. So that's kind of like the basics. I set people up with making sure that they have that place to pray. And then I encourage them to commit to a time. If it's 15 minutes for a beginner, half hour for intermediate, then an hour for advanced. And basically, I walk them through different types of prayer. And one of my favorites is imaginative prayer. It's like a St. Ignatius was really big on this. It's a prayer where you really use your imagination. You try to enter into the scene. And it was really cool. I had a parishioner tell me about one of his experiences, and it was the scene of the Our Father. And I don't know if, you know, a lot of people maybe never have had the chance to go to the Holy Land. And I got to go there a couple of years ago, and it was an amazing experience. But I got to be at the actual place where they believe Jesus taught his disciples how to pray the Our Father. And it's this cave up on a mountainside. And so I you know, as I'm doing the meditation, so in the book, it gives a description of what this scene could have been like. And the cool thing is there's also an app that people can listen to, and there's a kind of daily emails I send out as well. But this would be an example where someone would use their imagination and enter into that scene and try to picture Jesus with all the disciples there. And Jesus inviting that person and teaching them the Our Father. So it was cool. One of my parishioners, you know, I've had different people tell me different experiences, like some were outside the cave looking in, and one of my parishioners was on a plane coming back, and he said that he was having trouble because he was on a plane imagining a cave or a desert, and he said, so I just imagined I was there on the plane, and I looked over, and he looked to the right, and he was on a window seat on the left, and he looked all the way to the right, and Jesus was there by the window seat on the right, and there were a bunch of seats in between. And he looked over, and he was like, wow. And he said, hey, Jesus, you know, can you teach me how to pray? And he said in his prayer, Jesus had this look of like, oh, my gosh, I've been waiting forever for you to ask me this. So he jumped over to him, sat down in the seat next to him, and began to teach him this, the beautiful prayer of the Our Father. So that would be one example of the imaginative prayer where I teach people to use their imaginations to enter into Scripture. They're all based on Scripture, so it's a good thing. It's not only good for Catholics, but any Christian. It's based on all the Scripture from, you know, the Hebrew text, the Old Testament, the Psalms, and the New Testament as well. And it basically gives different types of meditative prayer and contemplative prayer where people really experience a deep, abiding sense of being with God. And I think oftentimes, I know at least when I was a kid, I didn't want to be a priest because I kind of thought, well, first of all, I thought Mass was boring. And, if priests, all they ever do is pray, that's got to be pretty boring. And I had a great spiritual director in the seminary, and he said that if prayer is boring, you're doing it wrong, that prayer should never be boring. And that really, really kind of excited me and opened my eyes to this wonderful way of prayer. So what I do is I expose people to six different types of meditative and contemplative prayers. And one of my other favorites is based on Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I've always loved that psalm, most especially because my grandfather, when he was in World War II, would always recite, "Even though I go through the dark valley, you are ever with me by my side." You know, that was a prayer that he just hung on to. So I think the idea is that during these 40 days of prayer, there will be at least one, if not, you know, a dozen prayer experiences that you have that you can really just hang on to, especially to get you through difficult times in life.
Father Michael Dank of St. Joseph Church in Amherst is our guest today. And Father, at what point in your life, you mentioned you're 36 years old, at what point in your life did you decide, this is how I want to spend my life?
Yeah, so I thought about being a priest since I was a child. You know, as I mentioned, in the second grade, I felt the calling. Actually, it was a physical calling. Somebody came up to me after my first communion and said, "You look like you'd be a great priest one day." And when she said that to me, I remember being kind of like embarrassed, or, you know, because, you know, when I grew up, I really wanted to be married and I wanted to have a family. And as I mentioned, priest life, it kind of seemed boring to me, the whole church thing. And I really pushed it out of my mind, but God kept calling. And by the time I was my last year in college, I majored in communications, so that's part of why I love using the media. But my last year in college, my older brother was thinking about priesthood, and he invited me on this retreat. And we made the retreat together, and by the end of the retreat, I knew I was supposed to be a priest, and he knew he wasn't. So that was back in 2001 is when I entered the seminary. And I think at first I kind of went with this notion of, all right, God, I'm gonna give my life to you. It's probably going to be miserable, but hopefully I'll get to be in heaven one day. That was kind of my attitude about it. But I discovered over my years in the seminary and now as a priesthood, it's a wonderful life. I love being a priest. I love doing everything that I do throughout the day. And, you know, so I think I really didn't decide it or want it until maybe like 2003 or four while I was in the seminary where it really started to, you know, I started to see the goodness of it.
Again, we're talking to Father Michael Denk. He has written the book. He also has other applications for it, including a blog related to Pray 40 Days. Using the fact that you talked about like a physically getting physically fit, there's a time when you're doing that where you kind of plateau, where you think, I've got as far as it can go, and how do I push it forward? Do you have any kind of help related spiritually to that?
I do, and that that's a great insight. You know, there we do reach that plateau. It's exciting in the beginning, you know, because you're just getting into it, and I'm actually kind of worried for the people that are doing it. My insight for that is you got to push through. You know, it's the same thing with exercise, and one of the phrases I use is come hell or high water. That pray every day, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what's going on, no matter how, you know, drained you may be, or maybe you want to be avoiding it, no matter what, come hell or high water, spend your time in prayer. I got a cool text from my brother-in-law, actually. They were in Columbus, and, you know, their daughters play volleyball, and they were out of town for the weekend, and he Instagrammed me a picture with the Pray 40 Days book with the hashtag come hell or high water. You know, so I think that's my advice, is to keep doing it no matter how you're feeling. And when you do, again, it's just getting yourself in that chair. When we open ourselves up to God and the Holy Spirit, amazing things start to happen. So one of the things I do tell people is that there will be dry periods of prayer. I think that's just a reality of it. You know, it's part of what the spiritual mystics would call the purgative state of prayer, where we go through these dry times. So, you know, my encouragement would be just to continue praying come hell or high water, to realize it is part of the journey, and you will, once you get through it, it opens you up even to a deeper, more wonderful life of prayer.
The book is called Pray 40 Days. If people want to get a hold of it or find out more about how you keep in contact with people related to the app, or even visit maybe at St. Joseph Church in Amherst, what's a good place for them to start?
Yeah, so the best thing is go to theprodigalfathers.org, and you can register for free for the program. So you'll get free emails. The app is free. If you want to order the book, you can order the book. That's the best way to do it. And I'll also be doing a couple missions here locally. So I have a mission this Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at Holy Family in Parma, where I'll be speaking live on an app I have called the Examine Prayer. And next week I'll be in Boca Raton, actually in Florida. So if you have any friends or relatives that are snowbirds, let them know. And then the following week I'll be here at St. Joe's in Amherst. We're really excited about that. I'll be here from 7 to 8, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night, live at the parish. So people are welcome to come to that as well.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time,
Father. March 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Say that again?
That's March 13th, 14th, and 15th. I'll be here at St. Joseph.
Okay, great. We appreciate your time this morning and sharing it with us for Pray 40 Days. Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much. God bless you.